The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's stick with the topic of money. Money for nothing. Money for old rope. Because Henry McKeed is with me to celebrate International Lottery Day. Everything has a day, Henry.
Cash.
That's what you learn in this industry.
Money.
Everything has a day.
It does.
So who did you meet? Who were you talking to?
Lots of moolah. Yeah, I got to visit the National Lottery HQ on Middle Abbey Street in Dublin. They're actually moving across the Liffey quite soon. And I got ushered into the winner's room. And it's like a padded, white, creamy room. And they sit you down if you win. And you get to see this video of Craig Doyle saying, "Hi, I'm Craig Doyle. You've won the lotto." But then they've kind of
discontinuing this. Rewind. Mm-hmm. If you win the lotto and you're brought there, they bring you into a padded room and you watch a video of Craig Doyle.
You do, yes. Yeah. A pre-recorded video. He's not live through Zoom. Craig Doyle is there.
And it's so mental.
And, you know, he says, "Hi, I'm Craig Doyle. You've won the lotto." And he, you know, talks you through it. But they don't always show you that. Sometimes they actually get a human to do it. And I did get to meet some of those
humans.
Sometimes
people say, "I'm all right. I don't want the Craig Doyle video."
Exactly. You know, you don't have to watch Craig Doyle. I mean, I wouldn't mind watching Craig Doyle.
So congratulations, you've won 20 million quid. Before we give it to you, do you want to watch a video of Craig Doyle in this padded room? Oh, yeah, please. Could this day get any better?
Well, this is it. I mean, it's such a huge, huge event, a milestone in someone's life. But I did get to meet actual humans. Sarah Ruan, formerly of this parish.
Oh, yes.
And Sarah Orr from the National Lottery. And we're in that cream padded wall room where all the millionaires go. And remember, they've got to verify the ticket because, you know, just in case, 90% of us remain private and we don't want to go public because dreams have come, you know, they've come true. And for many, it's a shock, you know, winning the lotto, a real shock. And some even come in disguise with perhaps fake moustaches through the back door. I asked Sarah, a lot of people actually hide their winning lotto tickets. Where do they hide them?
In refrigerators, in dog kennels, under the mattress, in maybe a holy Bible under the bed. They've been everywhere and anywhere. One winner actually came in. We were like, "Where's your ticket?" They slapped their shoe upon the table, took off the shoe, took off the sock, and the ticket was wrapped in like a cling film.
Yeah. In the sole?
In the sole of their foot.
Wow.
Yes.
We've seen it all. Even in an Argos catalogue or in envelopes with lots and lots of masking tape all around them, plastic bags, Dunstores bags with tickets all inside them. So, yeah, we have. We've seen it all.
Yeah, so we can them down here. So, yeah, so there's ones that want to come up, obviously, straight away. And we will get that. We'll facilitate them. We'll do that. But there's ones that we like. We do try and encourage that you let it marinate with you, sit with you, think about, you know, not to make any rash decisions, get some financial advice, you know, to try and find the best way to make it last, I suppose, as well. So a lot of them, when they come up here, it's maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks later.
Was that a winner? Is a winner coming through the door?
Oh, no.
Oh, they've gone.
That could have been one. So a lot of the time, they actually have time to let it sink in a little bit. So when they've come up here, we've had winners that are so calm, so wise, and absolutely have thought it all through. And they're ready to accept and walk out with that check.
Yeah. You know, even generally, sometimes when they do come up with their ticket, even after the few weeks, they're still in shock. They don't even believe it. They've checked their ticket. They've rang our claims team. The claims team have confirmed the win, but they still don't even believe it. So by the time they chat to us, they're almost in disbelief until that check is in front of them and they've counted all those zeros. Yeah. It just doesn't seem real.
That's actually my favourite moment. So we can be chatting and having the crack, and then the member of the prize claims team will come down and say, "Now," and it'll just go eerily silent in the room. And it's like this tension, and they're there. "Is that it? Is that it?" And it's laid out in front of them, and you'll hear gasps, cries. They'll jump up and hug. I've been hugged, I think.
You have
so many times. And we're part of such a milestone moment in their life. And we, you know, forget that sometimes, that this is a day in their life that is so special. And we try to make it special for each and every individual winner. But it's that moment I love, is when they see the zeros on the check and it hits them. This is real.
Yeah, it really does. It's a life-changing moment, you know, and you can see it on their faces, you know, that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Now, some people are lucky. You never know. You could be here again. But, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime for most people. So it is. It's a huge moment.
International Lotteries Day!
Yay!
God, she was a great woman for champagne when she worked here too.
She was.
Sarah Ruan. No, listen, it's great to hear from her. What's the first thing you'd do, Henry? Not what would you spend it all on. The very first thing you'd spend some money on.
I would probably hug my wife and then book into a 5-star hotel.
Okay. Maybe the Europe. She charges for the hug, does she? I said, what would you spend money on?
Oh, I would book into a 5-star hotel, probably the Europe and Kalani.
Oh, yeah. I would just get
nice soft carpets.
You met a winner.
I did. I met winners. I met shopkeepers. I got to chat with...
You spoke to someone who sold a winning lotto ticket?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I did. And remember, the shops benefit too. They get a cash payment. They also get to celebrate and they get loads of business out of it. I met Shane Bow, owner of Eurospar in Duleek, County Meath. He had a winning ticket sold in his shop quite recently. A brilliant moment for the shop.
Well, Henry, on the Sunday evening stroke Monday, there was a bit of chit-chat in the village that we had sold a winning ticket, but... A true experience, you never, until you get this confirmation that... So I rang our rep in the National Lottery, David Woods, and said, David, can you confirm any of the rumours? And he said, look, Shane, let me come back to you. And an hour later, he said, yes, you've sold the jackpot winner in Eurospar in Duleek, and I think it's good that you get over to your shop in Duleek. There's going to be some PR stuff as well. So I drove over to Duleek, and lo and behold, it was confirmed that we'd sold a 3.9 million lottery winner.
3.9 million. And when we take Duleek, I understand it's a lucky rural Meath village. There was another winner nearby a few months earlier.
That's right. In the shop in the other end of the village there, they sold a jackpot winner for the Euro Millions now. That was in the tens of millions that they had won. So I suppose for me, I tried to coin the phrase, is this the luckiest village in Ireland? The feel-good factor with it after it was confirmed that we sold it was just fantastic. As a business, we try to capitalise on the goodwill and the PR that we got with this. So there were plenty of interviews, which we didn't do before, with radio stations, newspapers, television. And we just took advantage of that opportunity to promote Duleek, as you said, a small rural village in County Meath, and would sold two big, huge jackpot winners. To recognise the staff and all the hard work they do, they're part and parcel of our business, that we had a great night out in Duleek on Easter Sunday night. So Nanny's Pub in Duleek, we booked a section of that and we brought all our staff out. 26 people turned up and we had drinks and food for the night, and it was just to celebrate. You couldn't buy this publicity and the feel-good factor. And I just, for myself as a business owner, I was only 12 months in at that stage in the village, I felt it was good to give back locally to the people there, and that's what we did.
Duleek's not a huge place. Wouldn't last long as a lotto winner.
I tried to find out.
A secret lotto winner there.
I did try to find out.
They're just not telling you.
I can get it's a member of the Brazilian community.
Oh,
I know that
okay.
Narrows it down to a few hundred.
No, they know. Yeah. You did speak to a lotto winner elsewhere.
I did. Here is Rebecca Walsh, syndicate manager and school secretary from St. Colman's Community College in Middleton. And it's called the Shomer 22 Lotto Syndicate. Chemistry teacher Maeve Barry died unexpectedly, and it was her turn to buy the ticket. Instead, Rebecca bought it, and they won. Let's hear from Bex in East Cork.
Seeing as it's International Lottery Day, I'd like to speak about the time we won big. I've been the manager of a syndicate for St. Colman's in Middleton for over 8 years. On the 16th of January last year, I bought a ticket for a syndicate out of some winnings we had collected. I bought the ticket in memory of our dear colleague Maeve, who had sadly passed away suddenly 2 months before. It would have been her turn to buy the ticket that day. The morning after, I realised that we had won €500,000. It was absolutely unbelievable. I can't put into words how we were feeling. The story behind our win will go down in history, and we have Maeve to thank for that. I may have bought the ticket that day, but I certainly didn't win it for us. The day I collected the cheque was a very surreal day, because there were so many of us in the syndicate. Lottery headquarters very kindly threw a big party for us down in the Dean Hotel in Cork to celebrate. And that day was nothing other than euphoric. We had us all together at one time since the win, and we celebrated like never before. I have the cheque in our office on the wall to remind us every day about what happened. We will never, ever forget it.
Okay. I doubt you would ever forget it. Something like that. Would you tell anyone though, Henry, if you won it?
I would tell my wife. That would be it.
Well, I'm glad you tell her. I thought that would go without saying.
I would tell my
wife.
Did
you have to think about that?
I wouldn't tell my family, as in my brother. I wouldn't tell my brother. I probably wouldn't
tell
my mum.
Would you tell your mother?
No. Wouldn't tell her. I would just say I got a Netflix deal. And I would resign tomorrow with my Netflix deal, and you wouldn't, see me
again.
You
wouldn't keep working, no?
I'd be gone in a flash.
Yeah.
I might come back if you'd have me when the money runs out.
And when you blow it all. That's kind of in keeping, though, with what... Oh, I wouldn't tell anyone. No way.
No one?
No. Yeah. No, wouldn't tell my wife.
You wouldn't tell your wife?
No. I tell her every day at 11 o'clock, all right, hitting the road now, I have to present the hard shoulder, and then I drive out to Mount Juliet and play 18 holes of golf.
Yeah. But what happens is she doesn't tune in, obviously.
So, God, Anton sounds an awful lot like her. Kieran sounds an awful lot like Anton these days. But 90% of people, did you say that earlier? Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, 90%. Yeah, don't tell anyone. They keep it private. I met these people and I asked them, what would they do if they won the lotto?
Go on holiday and look after the family.
And how would you look after them?
Well, I'd give them some of it.
Some of it. And would you tell the neighbours, would you tell friends that you won the lotto?
Not straight away, no.
Plenty of holidays.
What would you do if you won?
I would definitely take care of my family anyway, you know.
So you would take care of your family?
And friends, yeah.
And would you tell anyone? Would it be a secret? Would you sneak in the back door of National Lottery HQ to get the cheque?
Oh yeah, 100%, yeah.
But there will be signs, though.
There'd be signs?
There will be signs.
Oh yeah, yeah. And what would the signs be?
Ah, you know, all of a sudden going around in my Range Rover, you know. There'd be definitely signs. I wouldn't tell anybody, but there'd be signs.
So there would be a Range Rover?
Oh, definitely.
And what would you say, how you bought the Range Rover? Would you say you got a new job, or...?
I just wouldn't say anything. I'd just let them keep guessing.
If you gone over here anyway, I'd emigrate.
Where would you emigrate to?
Spain or Portugal.
You'd be off to the sun?
Yeah. Whatever, yeah.
And
yeah.
Would you tell friends and family?
Well, I think you'd take a wild guess anyway. You'd have a good guess. It would just disappear, you know what I mean?
Somebody here has texted in, I got 5 numbers on the Lotto Plus and my 6th number was a 31. The 6th number drawn... 32.
Ooh.
One number away. Kieran, if I won the lotto, the first thing I'd do is put the immersion on the bath. Then I'd feck off somewhere for a week and leave it on, says John the Napper.
Whatever gets you through.
Some people just want to see the world burn, Henry.
They do. And 105 million, even though I'm not encouraging people to play, tonight's EuroMillions is 105 million.
There's no way on God's green earth you keep working if you want 105 million quid.
No. I mean, I don't know what I'd do with that kind of money.
The lotto is a tax on people who are bad. That Matt's, says somebody else. Joe in Galway says, is it a giant check? I wouldn't leave that padded room unless they gave me
a giant check. I put it up on social media and it just says 1 million euro only. And it's got my name on it. Henry McKean, and I walked through town with the check and I took the Lewis, and a few people came up to me and said, was that for charity? I said, no, it's mine. But
did
it's
you
just...
try and cash it? You signed the back of it.
But I wandered around town with this huge check of 1 million euro. But I have to say, the check isn't real.
I've heard it all now, so somebody else. Craig Doyle is the one who tells you you're a millionaire. 087 1400 106. Thank you for the text, Henry McKean. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.